Easter is a time for joy and for new beginnings, as God shows us in nature, a renewal. It is a time for renewed spiritual effort, for awakening the Christ within us. This is Kamala, disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda and minister of the Self-Realization Fellowship, and this talk today is on resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. What tremendous power lies within these words that Jesus spoke. Jesus was the happiness and hope and the whole life of his disciples. And with his crucifixion, all vanished in seeming death, when suddenly they saw that he was as greatly alive as he had been. From the deepest grief felt by his followers over the unjustified crucifixion of their loved master, there came on Easter morning a great rejoicing because Jesus was seen by Mary Magdalene in a living form, resurrected. Then later he appeared to the other disciples. He spoke to them, permitted Thomas to touch him. He had come back from the other side of the curtain, proof beyond doubt that the tomb is not the end. Even though he did not remain long visible to their sight, they now could understand that he was still living. They could understand when he told them, "Lo, I am with you always." What a blessed promise! What priceless assurance! His words, his message, is as electrically alive today as it was 2,000 years ago. Resurrection means to rise again. Surrecto means to rise. Re means again. To be resurrected, then, is not rising into a new state, but rather a returning from whence we came. Jesus said, "No man can ascend to heaven except he come down from heaven." He wanted us to realize that we are already children of our Heavenly Father, even though we live amid material and worldly attachments and thus may forget. Jesus often differentiated between himself as Jesus, the Son of Man, and Christ, the Son of God, as when he said, "What my Father knows, I know not," and when he said, "I am the way." This was the realized Master, the Son of God. He said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We should understand what he meant by this. Paramahansaji has explained in these words, "Any man who can receive Christ in his consciousness by expanding it in meditation can become a son of God and perceive the universe as his body. The omnipresent Christ intelligence, caged in the little physical body of every man, can be released from imprisonment behind the walls of material possessions and body consciousness into its own vast omniscience. The soul, caged in the body, forgets the confinement of the little body when it is resurrected by right meditation into eternal omnipresence." Thus, Christ was completely identified with the aspect of God which is in and through every atom of creation. He was one with wisdom and love. In this expanded consciousness, known as Christ consciousness, he knew that all men must realize this also before coming unto the Father. Thus, each man cometh unto the Father through Christ. Christ and Babaji sent Kriya Yoga into the Western world by Paramahansa Yogananda to help man expand his consciousness as Christ did. It requires long and deep diving in the sea of silence to elicit such treasure. But all are blessed to be shown this way to help us. We must do our part, too, by right discipline and effort through guru-given meditation. There are many kinds of resurrection. We rise when we give up negative feelings toward ourselves or others for a positive and happy attitude. When we replace ego with humility, change despair into courage, restlessness for peace. When we speak gently at times when greatly tested, when we forgive and forget resentments and hurts and sad memories. As nature can put forth new blossoms, we can begin today to bring new beauty into our lives. In so many ways, we find that God, Christ, and Guru are helping us after we have put forth effort. There are two ways to realize Christ in our lives, the inner way and the outer way. Each has its special importance based on the two commandments of Christ, wherein he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." These are the words of Christ. To follow this, we seek the inner way of meditation, where God's love, sacred to each heart, is first realized fully in the sanctuary of silence. Jesus continued to speak of the second commandment, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." To follow this precept, we seek the outer way in brotherhood. There is a beautiful story which illustrates the outer way. Often a story, whether factual or not, will serve to fix a truth in our hearts, and even if one has heard it, it is good to think again of its deep meaning. This story concerns James, the brother of Jesus. All of his life, James had lived by the letter of the old laws. He never approved of the way Jesus stepped over these laws when he saw fit, such as touching unclean travelers, feeding lepers, breaking the Sabbath. James never understood Jesus. He was completely unlike Jesus in temperament, but he had one deep pang that he had been unable to do anything to save his brother, to save his brother's life. One day after the crucifixion, a boy called Azari came to the door. He had been traveling from a great distance. He asked for Jesus, not having heard yet of his crucifixion. Zari's family had at one time been neighbors. Zari's father had done many hurtful and unkind actions to Joseph, father of Jesus and James, which had even helped to hasten the death of Joseph. But Jesus had always been good to Zari and had healed him. Zari loved Jesus and had come now, for his father was dying and had sent for Jesus because he finally sought peace from all of his sins. He sought forgiveness from Jesus for all that he had done against the father Joseph and his family. James, hating this boy's father, felt, "Here is revenge, for Jesus is dead. This cruel man cannot have the comfort of forgiveness." James remembered clearly the great cruelties, and he felt pleased that the father of Zari could not receive the soul peace he sought. Then Zari surprised him by asking, "Will you come with me in your brother's stead?" James refused. Then Zari said, "Jesus taught men to love their enemies. He would have gone with me." Suddenly James felt, "Here is something I can do. Jesus would have gone. I can go in his stead." He told Zari, "Yes, My brother would have gone with you, so I will go. And he went, traveling on the Sabbath, not because he approved, but because Jesus would have done so in order to reach the dying man in time. When returning home, James saw a slave along the way with a great burden, and he carried it away for him. There was a pilgrim who was ill, and he gave water to him and did other things that he had never done before. Then, when he returned at home at last, they gave him the news that Mary Magdalene had brought, that Jesus lived. She had seen him. They said, Jesus is alive. He answered, yes, I know. You do? You heard the Magdalene story? No, he answered. Then how? James replied, you ask me how I know my brother lives? Because he went with me on my journey every step of the way. When I looked into the face of my enemy, whom I hated, and when I had spoken to him the words of pity and forgiveness that he asked, behold, it was my brother's face into which I gazed. When I turned to help a stranger lying by the roadside, it was my brother's voice I heard calling to me. When I helped a slave carry a heavy burden, the hand that I clasped was my brother's hand. James at last understood Jesus. How important is right action, even when difficult for us? Sometimes, as with James, the mind and heart follow in the wake of right action, coming afterward rather than first. Thus, right behavior in action can resurrect us to spiritual values. Jesus' life was a ministry of love. Our guru Paramhansa Yogananda has said, we shall laugh at the dream of death when we are resurrected in the immortality of Christ. Christ did not die at all. He went into the ocean of spirit and came back again replete with the power of God, to show that all life is immortal. Christ said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We lift our consciousness into the vast silence and commune with the risen Christ. We behold him in the light of our devotion. We feel him in the love of our heart, and we touch him in the peace of our soul. When we realize our oneness with the Father, as Jesus did, then we are resurrected from human consciousness to divine spiritual consciousness in Christ.
After we have meditated, we will sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic.